The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she's in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she's given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So now also you are in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, St. Teresa School. It's been a long, long time since I've had Mass with the school. Who writes these calendars anyway? I want to talk to the boss. Okay. I don't have a story to tell you here this morning. But that's because I need to remind you of Jesus' story. I need to remind you of the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. That he died on Good Friday and that everybody thought it was over. And that he rose on Easter Sunday and nobody saw it coming. So on Good Friday, when they put Jesus to death on the cross, did all of Jesus' enemies think that it was all over? Did they think that they'd won? Yes. Yeah, they wiped the dust off their hands. They smacked each other on the back. They said, "Well, that's the last we're ever going to have to hear from him." And on Good Friday, when Jesus died on the cross, did all of Jesus' friends think that it was all over? Now, I can't speak for all of them, right? But honestly, most of Jesus' friends thought it was all over. They were sad. They were heartbroken. But was it all over? No. Yeah, a real funny thing happened between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Jesus decided he was going to come back from the dead. Yeah, and when he did, he showed us that evil doesn't win. I don't care how things look. In the end, we know the ending of the story, right? I need you to remember that. I need you to remember that, especially when you feel like asking God the question of why. Okay, so imagine this. Okay, imagine this for just a moment. Imagine, pretend, that I could sit you down in a table in a room with Jesus himself, just the two of you, and talk to Jesus as long as you want, right? Let's just pretend. How long do you think it'd be before he started asking Jesus questions that started with the word why? Do you think you'd ask Jesus questions that start with the word why? "Hey, God, I want to know why. I want to know some answers to the question why, Jesus. Why don't you stop all the wars? I don't get it. Hey, Jesus, I got a question for you. Why do the bad guys seem to always win? I don't get it. Hey, Jesus, I got a question for you. I heard some real bad news on the news the other day, and all these people died, you know, down in the Southwest somewhere, and why does it happen?" You'd probably ask Jesus questions why, wouldn't you? Yeah, I know I would. What would Jesus say when you asked him the why questions? I don't know, but I can tell you what would happen next. It would lead to more questions. As soon as Jesus answered your question why, it would lead to more questions. "Hey, Jesus, why is my friend over here going through such a hard time in his life?" And maybe Jesus would say, "Well, I need to make him stronger for something that's going to happen in the future." And you'd say, "Well, why do you have to make him stronger for something that's going to happen in the future? Why can't you change that?" And he'd answer that question. And we'd do another why question. And on and on and on. There's only one answer that's ever satisfying to the question of why. When you want to ask God why, there's only one question that's ever satisfying, and that's the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's what he told his apostles. Now, he's talking to them. I read this little gospel right here. Night before he dies, and they're upset. Right? They're upset. And they want to know why. But Jesus tells them two things. He says, number one, your grief will become joy. And he tells them, number two, when you see me again, you won't have any questions to ask. Did their grief become joy? Were they sad on Good Friday? Yes. Did it turn into joy on Easter Sunday? Yes. When they saw him again, when was the next time they saw him again? They saw him on Easter Sunday. Did they have any questions to ask him then? No. They were just so overwhelmed. Listen, there's a lot of questions you may want to ask God. Lots of questions about why. I need you to remember Jesus' story. He doesn't always tell us why. He said to his apostles, you know, there's so much more that I can tell you, but you can't bear it now. You can't bear it. Thank goodness God doesn't answer all of our questions. Why? Because it'd be overwhelming. There's only one thing he tells us. He tells us Jesus' story. And when you hear that, you need to remember just one thing. No matter what's happening in your life, no matter what you're going through, the same guy who wrote that story is also writing your story. Amen? And God bless you too.